Listen to top real estate professionals address your questions as we cope with the new normal. In this episode of the Lamuti Broker Essential, you ask, experts answer.
Hi, I'm Marla Nangejego. I'm the Regional Director of Keller Williams Philippines. So I started my career way back years ago, decades ago, as a secretary for a Chinese-Filipino school. And I've been there, worked there for a couple of years. Then I discovered that I wanted to be in a different industry. Then I was with sales and marketing. I've been with sales and marketing for around 12 years. And this is my first time, actually, to be in the real estate industry. It's something new for me, though I have a little background because my parents used to be in real estate. My work now as the regional director is to grow Keller Williams. So when we say grow Keller Williams, it means we have to look for investors who are interested to put up market centers. Market centers are how we call our offices. So these are franchise market centers, and growing it means that we have to recruit agents and brokers. And then growing the agents and brokers would mean teaching them how to do their business, guiding them and coaching them on how to maximize the tools that we offer in Keller Williams and focus on their business by selling, by closing deals, by closing transactions. So that's the focus of Keller Williams. Keller Williams Philippines came here in the country in the year 2017. We opened our doors to the public in July 1. So Keller Williams is an international company. The head office is based in Austin, Texas. And we look for franchise. For franchisees to put up market centers and look for agents that will grow and join their company. So today, we already have 9 market centers, and we are still planning and growing, planning to have 20 market centers in the next 5 years. So we have 7 market centers. In the city, one in the south in Cavite, and one in Bohol. So we already have 147 agents nationwide, and that's still small. We are still working on it, and we are, of course, looking for agents and brokers who would have the same vision as us, that we will grow the business and we want to somehow make a difference and change the real estate industry by working together as a team and closing deals and working with the associates and teaching them, mentoring other brokers and agents, especially the newcomers who would like to join the real estate industry. Of course, Keller Williams also is not just into selling and recruiting agents and brokers. Of course, we are also known as a training company that happens to be in the real estate industry. So we have original and very interesting KW training modules, which are created and conceptualized in the U.S. by KW University. So we also share this training modules to non-KW agents. So whenever you see our social media posts that we have training schedules, we invite the non-KW agents and brokers who want to learn about the industry to join us.
What are you doing to prepare your real estate business for the end of the enhanced community quarantine?
Now, since the start of the ECQ, last March, we've already started with online training. You know that Keller Williams is very rich in technology, and even before this crisis started, we have been doing online training for our associates. So what we do now is we take the opportunity, this like long vacation, to train them in different aspects. Like we use the KW training modules. We teach them lead generation, how to do sales, and we also use other modules, those that are localized. And we also ask our associates on the topics that they are most interested in learning. So we have various modules for them so that they can engage them during this period. And of course, one of the preparations that we're doing for them is to make them tech savvy, because we have our own systems and technology. So we have regular trainings in terms of the technology so they can maximize the use of the Keller Williams technology even after this ACQ. So what we do is every week we have different topics. We have different modules for technology, which is being taught by our technology manager.
What are the training that are helpful for real estate brokers and agents?
One would be the training or the talk from Colliers International, because they gave input on what to expect after this ECQ in terms of the real estate industry, so that the associates can prepare on which areas or categories in the real estate industry they can focus on and how to deal with these challenges. One other topic that they would be really interested in would be social media, because now with this situation, they have to be more into social media, so they have to learn how to post, when to post, and the interesting materials that can capture the client. And then, of course, one of the topics that also interests them is the book, the Red Book of Keller Williams, which is the Millionaire Real Estate Agent, because this is the business model of the company. And The Shift, the second book of Keller Williams, because this talks about the shift or the change in the market, which we are experiencing now.
What is your advice for real estate professionals for their business once enhanced community quarantine ends?
Of course, now they have to prepare themselves. They have to stay alive, number one. So they have to keep safe, healthy, and happy so that they will all be able to look forward for whatever's going to happen after this ECQ and to deal with the virus, the COVID-19. So aside from knowing what's happening or the current real estate situation in preparation for the ECQ, after the ECQ, of course, they have to know what's there in the market. So what will be the opportunity? In spite of the challenges, there will be a lot of opportunities too. An advice to the real estate professionals would be, of course, to still communicate with their clients. Communicate, 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 because of course we cannot see them face to face, but of course keeping in touch with them, with our sellers and our buyers, we will still have that business. And one more thing is to go with the shift, because this situation now that we are into, we have to conquer this. So we have to be prepared and, as I said, be knowledgeable of what's happening, go out there and still be aggressive and communicate, communicate, and communicate.
What are your tips to communicate to clients?
Since this started, what I advise them to do is to give their clients a call and just ask them how they are doing now with the situation, how they are coping up, or if you can help them with anything. And then that's just it. You stop there. Don't start communicating with them about business. Start with something personal so that they will see and they will feel that you care about them, not just business. And then after a week or 2 weeks, make a call again and ask them about business. Ask them how they are, if there's something they need about their properties or if they have referrals, because everyone still has to continue with the business, with what they are doing. And I'm pretty sure that sellers would still want to sell, and buyers who have cash in hand still want to look for the property. And that's the opportunity that we as real estate professionals have after this ECQ.
What are the opportunities in the real estate market once the enhanced community quarantine ends?
A lot of developers have been giving out promotions, different kind of packages in terms of down payments and payment schemes for their properties, especially for pre-selling, even the RFOs. So there's a lot of opportunity for buyers. The upper hand now will be for buyers because they can haggle and negotiate for the price. And for the secondary market, it's also the same because now it's the buyer's market. So they can buy whichever property they want as long as the seller approves or agrees with the negotiated price. But of course, if the seller wants to immediately sell their property, then they would give in with the buyer's negotiating price. And then, of course, for the leasing industry, like in Keller Williams, you would like to focus on the leasing properties because now that we have social distancing and this will be a normal practice after this ECQ, then companies, as mentioned by Colliers, companies will be looking for condominiums to accommodate their employees because transportation will be limited. So there will be a lot of demand. There will be an increase in demand for the leasing industry.
How do you plan to utilize digital platforms now?
With social media, ever since we started, because we have to do brand awareness, so we're visible in social media, in the different platforms. We have partnerships with different platforms. So what we do now, we are more visible in terms of social media. We share our posts with the agents. We encourage them to post daily. So that's why we are having the social media training with our associates. So they would learn how to post and when to post because this would be very critical. So now we're also utilizing two websites of Keller Williams. And we use our systems to communicate and have teamwork or work with our counterparts in the different countries. Because as you know, Keller Williams is an international company. And aside from what we sell here in the Philippines, we can also sell internationally through our counterparts in the different market centers in the different countries. And we use the digital media to offer the properties, our listings here, and same with them. So we have to really teach our associates to use technology.
What were your learnings during this time that will be valuable in the future?
We've always been pushing or teaching our associates to lead generate, and that to not be scared of calling possible clients or just letting everyone they know that they are in the industry, because they might never know that somebody, their neighbor or their relative, might know someone who's interested to buy or to sell a property. So the usual comment or remark that we get from them is that they should really do their time blocking. We call it time blocking, daily time blocking, so that they have 4 hours a day to call and communicate with their agents, with brokers, with clients, with anyone, just to let them know that they are in the industry and that despite this situation, the business continues.
What is your advice to real estate brokers about their productivity?
Productivity in terms of, number one is, it could be productivity in terms of learning, self-learning. So that's what we do. So we encourage them and engage them to join the trainings that we schedule for them. Even the other market centers or the offices of Keller Williams, they also create or come up with different training modules, or even have talks, or they invite speakers from the different associations to talk to their associates and present what's going to happen, giving them tips on how to deal with the business. And growth or productivity in terms of selling or closing deals, you'll be surprised that some of our associates are still able to close deals without meeting their clients. So they do it virtually. So we've already talked about this in the company, that we have to be more aggressive in doing virtual tours, especially now, because face-to-face transactions will not be allowed. So what we have gathered from those agents or associates who have closed deals, they really do videos or virtual tours for their clients. And then, as I said a while ago, they continue to communicate and let this client know that despite this situation, the business continues.
How did you do your virtual tours?
Well, if those are videos, of course, they have to talk to their clients first and offer the same thing. They have their listing presentation. They offer different properties. And once the client is interested, then they send the virtual tour so that the client will at least have an idea of how the property looks like and the situation or the status of the property, so they would know if it's still okay, if they find it appropriate for whatever they are looking